I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I want to talk about a little known substance called lycopene. Have you heard about it? Perhaps you've heard that tomatoes and tomato products have lycopene. Well, it's a substance that seems to be good for our health. There's some great research that shows that lycopene, which is a carotenoid, is found in colorful produce, and it seems to be health protective. And there are actually quite a few reasons for including lycopene from a health benefit. It seems to reduce heart disease risk by lowering inflammation of the arteries. It has been linked to reducing your risk for several types of cancer, including prostate, cervix, skin, bladder, breast, and lung cancers. Lycopene also seems to protect the skin from sun damage. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? And it reduces the size and the incidence of fibroid tumors. So quite a few reasons to have lycopene as part of your diet. Now, how much should we be getting in? Well, some of the research shows that people who include 7 to 10 servings a week of lycopene have the lowest heart disease risk. I don't know that there's been a connection with so many times a week and reducing cancer risk. This has been in the heart research. Blood levels of lycopene do go down with aging, so we probably need to have a little bit more intake of lycopene-rich foods as we get older. Okay, wondering where lycopene is in besides tomatoes, okay? And it is in the pigment in colorful fruits and vegetables, but tomatoes are at the top of the list. It's also found in watermelon, pink grapefruit. So you can see it's that pink-red tinge to foods, and then papaya and guava. All right, but tomatoes are at the top of the list. Okay, so here are some tips for getting the most out of lycopene-rich foods because it can be lost with some of the processing. Cooked and thick, long-time cooked processed foods actually in the tomato line are very high in lycopene. So tomato paste, tomato sauce have some of the highest content of lycopene versus fresh tomatoes. Isn't that interesting? Usually you think of fresh as the best. When you're getting tomatoes, you want the ones that are really deep red color and have been ripened on the vine versus just hothouse. Heating releases the lycopene. So anytime you have those foods that I mentioned and you're able to cook with them, and that's weird with watermelon, I know, but it makes that lycopene a little easier to absorb. So that really would apply probably the most to the tomato products. Having some fat when you eat a lycopene-rich food increases the absorption. So if you have watermelon at a meal where there is some fat, maybe a little olive oil, you're going to improve the absorption of that lycopene in the watermelon versus if you just had a slice of watermelon in the middle of the afternoon. So this is any time of year is really a great time to enjoy tomato products. And watermelon is available in the supermarket just about year round. Concentrate on tomato paste and tomato sauce pretty often in your dishes and adding it to even some of your soups and stews where you might not normally do that. Rely on tomatoes pretty often when they're seasonal and then switch over to some of those canned products. Pink grapefruit is not always available, but when it's available, bring that home and you will find some jarred or canned pink grapefruit sections. And that's something that you could add to a fruit salad or to have pretty often at breakfast. So remember, lycopene sources, fruits, including tomato products, watermelon, pink grapefruit, papaya, and guava. 7 to 10 times a week, if you can, reduces your heart disease risk. Well, that's it for today. Just a reminder that you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. And I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your meals and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly.